the ancient blade broke, bit into the monster's skin, drew blood, but cracked and failed him before it went deep enough, helped him less than he needed. The dragon leapt with pain, thrashed and beat at him, spouting murderous flames, spreading them everywhere. And the Geat's ring-giver did not boast of glorious victories in other wars. His weapon had failed him, deserted him now when he needed it most, that excellent sword. Edethko's famous son stared at death, unwilling to leave this world, to exchange it for a dwelling in some distant place, a journey into darkness that all men must make as death ends their few brief hours on earth. Quickly the dragon came at him, encouraged as Beowulf fell back. Its breath flared and he suffered, wrapped around in swirling flames. A king, before, but now, a beaten warrior. None of his comrades came to him, helped him. His brave and noble followers, they ran for their lives, fled deep into the wood, and only one of them remained, stood there, miserable, remembering, as a good man must, what kinship should mean.